Wisconsin recently reported a sharp increase in new HIV infections. They rose nearly 20% from 2010 to 2011, with the most new cases in Milwaukee County. While the numbers are alarming and the population sometimes difficult to reach, those who connect early with the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin are in good hands. As WUWM's Aaron Toner reports, it has become a one-stop shop for the many services patients may need and is considered a national model.
Back in 2002, Jim developed a rash and was feeling run down. His doctor recommended he get tested for HIV.
And being a gay man, I had sporadic tests, so it wasn't odd to go and do that at all. By any means, I wasn't afraid. And I was kind of surprised to get the positive result, to be honest, because I considered myself careful.
Jim quickly linked up with a case manager at the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin.
Whatever questions I had or any type of fear or anything I was going to combat, I definitely had a place to go to talk it over. And they were constantly reassuring, and it just felt really nice. It was like an active way to treat my own situation.
10 years later, the 39-year-old is down from 3 pills a day to just 1, and his disease is undetectable.
Okay. Weren't we going to send him to pain management?
I think we have sent him before, and he either has not followed up or he was unhappy with the person.
Okay, so he went to this.
There are now effective, easy-to-take medications, according to Dr. John Fangman. The center's medical director is discussing the day's patients with one of his residents.
So what do you want to do?
UDS
and
all of,
go from there?
Yeah.
We have to make sure it's...
Fangman says the disease remains horrible if untreated. But if care begins early, there are positive outcomes and fewer complications. He also cites research showing that people with HIV who take their medications faithfully are less likely to spread the disease.
The risk of transmission drops by 95%+. And there's been modeling that's demonstrated if we were to provide antiretroviral therapy to everybody who's infected in the world, we could actually get rid of HIV.
Fangman says the challenge is to test more people in high-risk groups so those infected can start treatment. One target group, based on Wisconsin's new infection data, is young black men who have sex with men.
Because there's so much more HIV in the African-American community right now, the risk per encounter is significantly greater. And that's why if we could focus on providing treatment for that population, particularly, we could, I think, impact favorably the rate of new infections among men who have sex with men, especially in those communities.
It is in reaching out to members of the high-risk community and providing a range of services to patients that the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin has become a national leader. President and CEO Mike Gifford says 90% of people with HIV live in poverty. More than a third have no health coverage, and many struggle with homelessness and drug addiction.
It really requires robust care delivery systems.
So the local office and its 8 centers around the state have evolved into more than clinics. They provide medical, mental health, and dental care and medications, regardless of patients' ability to pay. The centers also offer free groceries and help with housing and legal matters. Gifford says it's tough to keep a person healthy if they don't have a place to live or can't afford good food.
We're proud to offer that service delivery model. We think that's why we have seen an 86% reduction in patient death rate here in the last 8 years. That's a leading national indicator of success. 76% of our patients live with an undetectable viral load. That's as healthy as you can be living with HIV and AIDS.
The AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin is one of only 2 HIV treatment centers in the country that the National Committee for Quality Assurance has accredited as a patient-centered medical home. Leaders in other states have noticed. Bill Hardy is president and CEO of the AIDS Resource Center, Ohio. He says it designed its new medical center and pharmacy based on Wisconsin's.
We've been looking at that model here in Ohio for at least a decade. The quality of care is top-notch. We know that the impact on the health and overall well-being of their clients is spectacular.
The Wisconsin operation has been able to distinguish itself, according to President Mike Gifford, because of generous support from private donors and the state and federal governments. Yet the challenges remain of caring for a growing caseload and boosting prevention, especially in Milwaukee, where most of the new HIV infections in Wisconsin occur. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.